Why is it important for pregnant and breastfeeding women to get the vaccine? And why has there been this fear of getting the vaccine? Jacqueline, you want to start?
As OBGYNs, as mothers ourselves, we understand that there is a huge fear of the unknown right now. But we really want to advocate for the vaccine and to reassure patients and tell them confidently that our overall societies recommend the vaccination for all reproductive aged women.
Does it change your DNA?
We get that.
Has that been a thing?
I get that question honestly daily. That science doesn't make sense. That's not the nature of what vaccination is. That I would be fearful of the same thing if that's what I thought, but there's no science that supports that data.
Are they confusing the mRNA part of the vaccine with the DNA?
The mRNA part of the vaccine stays in the muscle for up to a week, and then it's destroyed by the body. And what it does is it teaches your body how to develop antibodies to fight off COVID. So it does not actually stay in your system for longer than about a week.
I get this question all the time. I think the easiest way, and I'm sure Emily does the same, but so I usually try and come up with an analogy. Say you were going to battle or you were going to war, knowing that you're going to face an enemy. It's the difference between going in prepared and having the tools that you need to take what supplies you already have and mount literally a response versus going in blindly and saying, because everybody's immune system is different, hedging your bets that your immune system is robust enough. And the truth is, we know that pregnant patients' immune systems are not. And we've known that for a long time. And I think that's really another important message to share with the community is that we are not seeing sick pregnant patients having issues from receiving the COVID vaccine. Last month, 20 mothers in the third trimester died of COVID nationwide. That's a lot, especially because we generally discuss pregnancy and how we are a relatively healthy age patient population.
Hey, Emily, you had some statistics on that, pregnant mortality?
Yes. So the most recent report from the CDC shows a trend in increasing maternal mortality. So pregnant women dying from COVID-19. And when they compare this to non-pregnant women, they see that there's about over 2.5 times as likely for them to die from COVID compared to a non-pregnant patient.
We're talking with Jacqueline Nunziato, a OBGYN doctor and a professor at the Virginia Tech School of Medicine, and Dr. Emily Evans Hooker. She's a reproductive medicine and fertility provider. Emily, does the vaccine, is there any evidence that it impairs a woman's ability to get pregnant?
I know this is a concern. There were some things floating around social media suggesting that the vaccine would create antibodies to the placenta, which would harm pregnancy outcomes. But there's actually no science to support that whatsoever. At this point, there have actually been a decent number of studies looking at whether or not women who have had the COVID vaccine have different pregnancy outcomes. And a lot of them have compared people who have had the COVID vaccine to people who had COVID to people who had neither of the two. And there are really no differences in outcomes. And they looked at this in just the general population. They looked at it in the infertility population. They looked at it in a population undergoing in vitro fertilization treatments. They've also looked at it in male fertility, so semen analysis parameters, and there are no differences.
A lot of people come to us saying there's not enough data, and that's just wildly, you know, untrue. I think when you have social media or whatever you want to call it, villainizing vaccination as it relates to reproductive health, it's doing a huge disservice to the community. Because if you look at the comparison, the CDC, the world wants, and we want the general public to at least 60-80% of people to be vaccinated. And that's what we were hoping for. Some of the other countries that are lifting restrictions, you know, like Italy, are up to 86% vaccinated. Currently in the United States, we're 55% of the population are vaccinated. And in this area, 23 to 25% of pregnant patients.
I had a woman tell me about 2 months ago from the area, young, intelligent, owning her own business, pregnant, that her doctor advised her not getting the vaccine. Are we still seeing that? Is that changing? Did the FDA full approval of the vaccine, did that help at all, Emily?
Yes, I think it did. But, you know, physicians are people too, and we have our own thoughts and opinions. You know, sometimes the things that we practice are not necessarily in line with what our medical societies recommend. Currently, the vaccine is recommended by most all medical societies in the United States that take care of pregnant women, including the American Society for Reproductive Medicine, which is the one that most of the infertility specialists kind of look to for guidance, as well as the American College of OBGYNs OBGYNs.
One of the things that came out this week, and we've been waiting for it to come out, ABOG, which is our licensing organization, actually came out with a statement in collaboration with JAMA, like the overall medical society, saying that if physicians are found giving false information, such as do not get vaccinated, to their patient population, it is a reportable offense and they are subject to investigation and appropriate action, including suspending their license.
So in other words, they have to take their opinion out of it or the political views.
And follow the science.
We're talking with Drs. Jacqueline Nunziato and Dr. Emily Evans-Hooker. How does the vaccine affect the fetus or the baby? I saw that there is some benefit, actually, where vaccine a mom or a pregnant mom takes will actually pass to the fetus. Is that an added bonus?
Of course, it is an added bonus. And I think, you know, particular for me, so since COVID hit, 800,000 pregnant women have given birth, including myself. Patients come to us every day for, actually, Emily and I share lots of patients, but they come to us both, you know, asking for what's called preconception counseling. And we basically have a conversation that says, how can you optimize your chances of getting pregnant, your overall health, your pregnancy outcomes? And right now, the number one thing we're telling patients is to have the best outcomes, get vaccinated. It's showing that you can pass immunity to the baby as it's growing, especially in the second and third trimester. Breastfeeding has been shown to increase the baby's antibodies as well. I know, you know, personal story, but I have a 3-year-old and an 18-month-old. And when I got vaccinated, I gave them both my breast milk. And at that time, the studies weren't there because I really truly believed in the science behind that. And that's what I was hoping for.
And just to further clarify, because this has also been asked a lot in my office, the vaccine itself does not get to the placenta or affect the placenta or get to the baby. It's the antibodies that we make in response to the vaccine that can cross the placenta and protect the baby.
Okay, so they're not actually getting the vaccine itself.
No, they're okay. Getting the antibodies as a result of the mother's body making those in response to the vaccine.
We're talking with Drs. Jacqueline Nunziato and Dr. Emily Evans-Hooker.
I'm Gene Morano.
One of the biggest things that I really want to promote, and we've talked a lot about this, we really want to promote a shared clinical decision-making process. We don't want anybody to feel, you know, fearful. We don't want anybody to feel forced. We want them to feel empowered and educated. And that's really why I keep saying yes to conversations like this, why a lot of us physicians are posting on our own personal pages, and why we're trying to join conversations. Just yesterday, somebody sent me an article that said a celebrity publicly saying that they were aware of a mom who breastfed, got the vaccine, and their baby passed away. That wound up being completely false information. And it's really challenging and can be frustrating to us providers. I obviously don't have 2.2 million followers, but as much as we can spread the word about correct information, and if you're insecure, if you're not confident, if you're hearing misinformation, please call and talk to your provider, whether it's a midwife, whether it's a doctor, whether it's, you know, a nurse practitioner. We are open to the conversations and really want to advocate for you and your voice.
We're talking with Drs. Jacqueline Nunziato and Dr. Emily Evans-Hooker. What's the best time to get the vaccine?
Whenever you can get it. Okay. So if you are not trying to conceive, if you are trying to conceive, if you're undergoing fertility treatments, if you are early pregnant, mid-pregnant, late pregnant, breastfeeding.
If people want Jacqueline to see research on all of this, can they, if they really look hard enough, can they find research that would make them feel better about getting it while they're pregnant or while they're trying to get pregnant?
When the vaccine first came out, even for myself, a lot of patients were calling and emailing me because I was pregnant during COVID, and they really wanted to know whether or not I had received the vaccine. And at that time, there was not a lot of data because pregnant patients are really never included in those early trials.
Did that make you hesitant?
My background is in molecular bio, and I truly, truly believe in the science. So no,
okay.
But I understand the hesitation for others. There's always a fear of the unknown, but you really can't live your life, especially during a pandemic, worrying about the future as much as I would worry about what's currently going on. Every day we're seeing very sick pregnant patients come in. They have a 2.5 times more likely of requiring an ICU admission, mechanical ventilation, pneumonia. You talk about long-term effects. That affects your overall ability to even take care of your children. We get a lot of questions about, well, I heard, you know, my friend got vaccinated and then months later got COVID. And I say, yeah, that makes sense. That's how vaccines work. And I think that there's a common misconception there about vaccination. It doesn't truly prevent you from getting COVID or getting anything. We see the same thing with the flu. It actually boosts your ability to fight off the virus if you ever encounter it again.
Right. No, you don't wind up in the hospital or dead.
Right. And so when we are looking at the numbers, 98% of the patients, overall patients, not just pregnant patients, that are contracting COVID, the people that are hospitalized and sick and right now on the ventilators in our hospital are unvaccinated.
We're talking with Drs. Jacqueline Nunziato and Dr. Emily Evans-Hooker.
Well, I want to go back to your question that you asked a minute ago, because all of this data is available publicly. You can go on Google, the CDC COVID reports. They come out with regular COVID reports showing, you know, not only the complications that Jacqueline mentioned, but also increased risk of miscarriage and stillbirth. So they update these numbers when they have them. And the most recent one was last week, and anybody can find that. So does the American Society for Reproductive Medicine. They update their recommendations and the data that they have on a regular basis, and anybody can find that.
It seems like some of the marketing they're even trying to do now should have been done a year ago. Or 6 months ago.
It's challenging. You know, I can only speak for myself, but this is one of the biggest pandemics that we've faced in the age of technology, where even as physicians, some of the battle that we face in information giving and gathering is media and social media. And, you know, to be honest, people take reports, they take research, and they fragment it and honestly weaponize it to push society into viewing things in certain ways. And it makes it really challenging. And this is not just about COVID. I think a lot of minds were focused on how quickly can we protect the general public. I hate to be a Monday morning quarterback and say yes or no to that answer, but can we always do better? Sure. And I think the opportunity to do better is right now. So I'm happy with the way we're trying to do things. I'm extremely happy that all of our organizations have come together. We're trying to work in real time. And as a physician, it's challenging. It's fearful.
To add to that, when I try to think about how do I make decisions, I think about what do the experts in that field do? The most recent data that I saw, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, said that over 95% of physicians in the U.S. are vaccinated. If we are considered the experts in health and public health, and we are vaccinating ourselves, and we are vaccinating our children, then I think that says a lot.
That's such a great point. You have to back up the science that you believe in. For us too, and I know for me, I don't see, from what we've heard, the vaccine being available to young patients under 5, I think that's going to take quite a long time. And I know for me, you know, having children that are under the age of 5.
Does that bother you that it's not available?
I understand the reasoning behind it. And I think the best way we can help protect our children is to spread correct information and to advocate for respectful, curious conversation. And hopefully everybody will come around. I would feel a lot better if our numbers, especially, I mean, we love our patient population, right? That's why we go into it. That's why we leave our families on holidays and work these crazy hours, because we truly love taking care of women. And I think that if more women can become vaccinated, it's the best way that we can protect our kids.